I have to say, I have been pleasantly surprised at the constructive nature of discourse that I've heard from opposition parties in the Western Cape. Be it Brett Herron from Good, be it Cameron Dugmore from ANC, and actually from a distance sometimes I hear voices on Action SA, despite glaring failures actually by the DA here in the Western Cape in particular, there is this sense of being open to working together and finding a solution. And I appreciate that because we are actually at DEFCON 5 level emergency. As a province, as a city, as a country as well, but let's eat this elephant in small bites. In our particular area, at this particular time, when we have the opportunity to change this particular circumstance, during this particular pandemic, I'm finding a really constructive approach coming from all but the incumbents. Also, independents, people like Jody Alamaya, who come with ideas. The people that you're suggesting, like Mokena Makika, the architect, who are saying, how do I help? And on a non-partisan basis. So it's a WhatsApp like this that really is boring to me. Someone called Dave says, hi, R, if Cameron's party had done their job countrywide, then there would be far less homeless people. Completely, thoroughly unconstructive, not helpful. I can take that back even further. If the Western Cape government had been doing their job for the last decade, we wouldn't be here. I can take it a bit further. If the apartheid government had been doing its job, we wouldn't be here. How far back do you want me to go, Jabe? But the point is we're standing here, and I need to go forward. With all our differences, and all our history, and all our mess, and all our opposition. And I like the idea of an opposition that says, I am standing up from the opposite side of the legislature to say, I have to support Nicola Jowell. We must back our councillor in the Atlantic seaboard. And I'm shocked I haven't heard anything from her own party. But I'm impressed. I'm seeing Brett Herron going into neighborhoods and saying the sanitation is leaving this child with sores on her body because the water's not running. And I know it's silly season. I know it's election season. But there's a difference between printing out statements and shouting, boxing the air at the president, making demands that are way outside your pay grade, and just sticking to your knitting and fixing your city. Not just for the rich people, not just for the constituents who put you in your seat that you can see, but for the others that voted with you or for you with the hope that maybe if you can do that for people on that side of the mountain, you might do it for people on my side too. And I feel very strongly about it.